Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Facts are facts. Everything you said there was a fact.
It's the whistle.
Live from Nashville.
Live from Nashville.
Yes, well, two-thirds of the Jay and Kevin Show, live from Nashville.
Why don't you turn your Zoom on so we can see your face?
One-third? I mean, I could. I just don't like have it on when you guys were talking to somebody that I wasn't going to talk to, and I'm over here typing
in stuff.
Yeah,
I get it. Distracting people. I get what you're doing.
Yeah, because I feel like that is a little distracting. There's my face. What do you think?
Well, hello, Kevin. Aren't you pretty?
Oh. Forgot to put gel in my hair today.
That's okay. It looks great. Why don't you put some of that Clorox in your hair?
A little fluffy. A little fluffy hair.
Fluffy hair.
Yeah, Jay, I'd be honored to put some Clorox in my hair.
Honored? I'm not sure that's the right word.
Yeah, I'll bleach it out.
It's a word. It's maybe not the right word.
I did bleach my hair one time. Did you ever do that?
You did tips, though, did you not?
Yeah,
did you do frosted tips, baby. Say hi to Abby.
Hi, Abby. I'm so sad I haven't got to see all the people who work there.
He said he's sad he didn't get to see you this time. She said the feeling's not mutual.
Jay's putting words in people's mouths.
Yeah, she said she's sorry you don't feel good. Yeah. She's very nice. She said, sorry you don't feel good. I hope you feel better.
I'm actually feeling much, much better. So that
you
that
look
is,
younger. You look like you're only like maybe
younger?
Like 40.
Yeah, that's funny. Funny.
Is that right?
Hey, if I want to lie to make you feel good, you just take it.
Jay, I don't know if you've noticed, but I was growing a beard.
Uh-huh.
I had not shaved all of November. And it had come in pretty good, but it's just all gray. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really like it. So I shaved it off this morning. Said goodbye.
Yeah, wow. See, now you got a goatee or something? I can't really see very well.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I just have a gray goatee now.
Okay, yeah.
And some,
looks
you
nice.
Know, some scruff on the sides.
You're the goat.
You're a goat, bro.
No, you're a goat on my head.
Did you say something about Dusty Lynch?
Dustin Lynch is going to be here in like a minute and a half.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. That is. I like him so much.
Yeah, he's great.
And I get to pick a song, so I'm going to pick. Let's see. I'm going to pick the one Thinking About You.
Oh, that's a great song.
I know. It's too good.
You were just prepared to be Chevrolet's
one, right?
I mean, it's went number one. I mean, you know, it's with Jelly. I don't know if you heard about it.
I'd be jealous, too, if she was with you. I'm just looking at all the songs. Cowboys and Angels.
I'm so glad he's not here right now.
This is almost better than when we were out of the town.
I got myself a good girl. Oh, how about She Cranks My Tractor? Remember that oldie?
Oh, man, that's a good song. That's going back a minute.
Riding Roads.
Riding Roads is great. Love that song.
Stars Like Confetti. Also
a
great
huge
song.
Hit. Yeah.
But Thinking About You, I love that song too much. That's the one I'm going to put in.
Okay. I mean, you're in charge right now. Never again, but this is your one and only opportunity, so I would take advantage of it if I was you.
It's been kind of fun, Jay, not going to lie.
It hasn't been great for me, but it's been fun for you.
You know what? You've let go of control way more than I thought you would.
Yeah, I just wanted you to you know what? I've tried to let people grow and give them opportunities.
If I grow, I'm not going to get out of this studio.
Easy.
Easy.
That is hilarious. Well,
you know what's a bummer? I keep wanting to get, do I have time to go get water? I haven't had water all day, and I'm feeling very parched right now.
Yeah.
God,
make the smallest problem seem like the biggest problem.
Well, it really is, because
He's
I was
parched,
like,
man.
No, I just
Bro.
Did the thing where you're like, you wipe stuff off of your lips because your mouth is so dry.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I just had to do that. I was like, this is gross. Like, I'm
in
prison.
Gross,
I'm not
right.
in prison. I'm in radio.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, yeah, I need to walk out and get some water.
It's the greatest
soon.
Man in the history of country music, ladies and gentlemen.
What a walk up.
We're live on the radio.
We're live on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Gosh.
Hey, say hi to Kevin. He's Zooming from back at home.
What's up, Kevin?
What's up,
Dustin?
Can't
hear. He can only hear if you.
Oh,
if you're the one.
Headphones on.
Yeah, you can hear
if
him.
If you really want to hear him.
I got you.
Dude, he was just singing every song you've ever made. I'm not lying. He's like, oh, he goes, what song do I want to play by Dustin? Because he knew you were coming over. So then he starts singing every song.
I love it.
What did y'all decide?
Yeah, what did you decide?
I decided on Thinking About You.
Okay.
I
love it.
Dude.
He's like, well, Chevrolet's new, but
that's good. No, I wrote Thinking About You, so that I'll make one whole cent off of that. So
really? Oh.
Please play that. Yeah.
You know what? We'll each give you a cent as well, so you'll get four
Thank you.
Cents.
4 cents.
Yes.
You just need to have, like, the Venmo, you know, on your hat so people can just scan it. And go, yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time till that's, you know, anybody can scan anybody.
It's everywhere. So, yeah, why not? Yeah. I mean, every band, like, every bar we went into last night, the guys on the screen in the back, they've got the little QR code you can scan.
I love it.
I mean, why not? Whatever.
Dustin,
sure.
Have
I
you
mean,
seen the tattoo than... that is a link to a song? Have you seen that?
No.
Like,
who's wearing it?
There's been different people that I've seen that
Is
have
it like
had,
a temporary tattoo?
Like these, no, it's a real legit tattoo that
what?
Somehow, if you like scan it or whatever, it takes you, and it's not a barcode, but it takes you to the song.
Man, stream my new song.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
You have to keep getting a new tattoo every time. Well,
yeah,
whatever.
20 years from now, it's going to be kind of a little
running out of room.
For sure. That's great.
Kevin was just talking about his beard, and I was like, wait, you do a beard thing, right?
Aren't
you?
Yeah, beard club.
Beard club, yes. Yep. I saw that. Are you like you're like the beard guy now.
I'm an ambassador. I couldn't believe it. I was kind of shocked when they approached me because it's James Harden, which obviously.
Right, the beard.
World-class
Big
beard.
Yeah.
Justin Turner.
Okay.
World-class beard.
Right.
I was like, y'all want me? They're like, well, you know, we don't have a stubble guy. You can be our stubble guy.
Okay. I love that.
I guess I'm going to be a stubble guy.
Do you have like a card that says something?
I'm the stubble guy?
Yeah. Stubble guy.
No, but if they hear this, I'm sure they'll have one coming for me.
I'm sure they will, yeah.
But man, what a great group of people and products. I, you know, I'm not really always looking for the next best thing, but when I got their gear, I'm like, what have I been shaving with my whole life?
It's the real deal.
This is the real stuff.
Yeah.
It's way easier.
Right.
You know, I bet. Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You just get in a habit. You know, it's like you're just every day. It's nothing
to
think about.
Yeah, but what I was using sucked. This is I actually want to look okay now.
You legitimately
I just put it off before. Let me,
put in the effort for a minute, right?
Yeah.
How did the dirt track racing thing come about?
Oh, my God. Well, I grew up dirt track racing with my
dad.
Okay. Yeah, he's raced my whole life. So we just went to the World Championships in Charlotte. And long story, the guy that taught me how to fly planes, his first job was flying this race team's owner around.
Okay.
And that guy invited us to go to the race with him and his wife. And
wow.
We took the plane over there, and they won the whole dang thing, man.
Dude, you know what? I mean, music's cool,
that's awesome.
Right? But sometimes you get to do those things that are even cooler.
Yeah.
You know, and then for you, I mean, it's probably like a dream.
And then
imagine.
They surprised me with, you get to jump in a car and ride around the track.
That's
it was like
crazy.
A two-seater. Mind-blowing. You know, I'd obviously been around the racetrack my whole life.
Sure.
Dad is always like, go drive. I'm like, man, I don't want to wreck this thing. Like,
yeah.
And you're going to wreck it,
right.
And it's going to cost you
especially
money.
Especially on dirt.
Like, it's
going
to cost my dad money. I was like, I don't want that over my head. I have my dirt bike. I'm fine.
Right.
And but, man, I promise you this. After doing that ride-along, if I would have jumped in the car at 15 when Dad wanted me to start racing it, I probably wouldn't be singing country music.
Really?
It was that much of a thrill. I think I would have just thrown it all at racing.
I can
That's
see
crazy.
It.
Yeah.
That's one of
adrenaline.
Those that gets in your blood, I think. And it's like all good decisions go out the door for the rest of your life. You're like, I'm racing, and that's all I'm doing. I don't care how it works out. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're in music. That
I
is
am
a plus.
Too. No, yeah, I am too. You know, music has allowed me to get to do that. So,
how much do you fly? You said you first learned to fly a plane.
A lot.
So how much are you flying?
I'm flying a lot right now. Yeah, I'm flying a lot. It's hunting season, man. So.
Okay.
And I got to do a really cool trip. My grandma went to the hospital down in Florida. I got to, you know, kind of one of those drop of the hat. Flew down and picked my mom up, flew her to my grandmom to get her to the hospital with her, and like trips like that are just really cool, you know. Getting to spend a lot more family time now that I can, you know, and get my parents, their parents too. I mean,
well, it cuts all the travel time down almost.
Yeah,
nothing.
Down to Florida, I mean, it's 10, 11 hours. My mom doesn't need to be driving that.
No.
You know, 67 years old, and I can get her down there in a couple hours.
So. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Forged you to do a lot of cool things.
Yeah.
Congrats on the number one again. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
How many you got? Just like 175 of them now?
Man.
Do you even know?
I'll say, you know what? The answer is always going to be not enough.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
No, I mean, Chevrolet is our 10th. I think 11th, the Cowboys and Angels is number one in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Not officially, but it was.
So yeah.
We did a fun show. We played our number ones 1 through 10. In
like chronologically?
Like, oh, really cool show. That's sweet. Had a lot of the songwriters there, so I got to like thank them in front of some fans. And
that is cool. That's a great idea, yeah. Yeah, I never thought about that. That's a really cool way of doing it.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Yeah,
I wonder if George Strait could do it for a month. You know, a month. Ago.
Right. Yeah, this is going to take a minute. We've got over 60.
It would take them 3 months to go and figure out the lyrics.
Yeah, again. Right. No kidding. And then back on the road, I assume after the new year.
Not quickly. No, I mean we do Crush My Playa. Your 10 is going to be epic. And then I'm chilling until about April or May. Just our
good
first
for you.
Legit break. Kind of need it.
Yeah.
Just to get music done.
Sure.
Get in and record music again.
Yeah. I mean, the touring's great, but you're right. It takes all your time, right? You can't.
All of it.
Can't record. It's hard to write. All the things.
No, I need a little break just to kind of narrow down my list of songs. I'm liking a lot of songs right now. I've been writing, and I got to get that narrowed down. So
that's is that hard sometimes? That project's got to be
it
difficult.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I was talking with Blake. I was out at Blake's ranch, and I was kind of talking to him about it. And I was like, man, am I jaded? I can't, like, settle on anything. He goes, no, you're smart.
Right.
He's like, man, you got to take your time. You know, it's unforgiving business. And, take your time. There's no rush. And that's some great advice.
That is good advice. Be picky.
Because he's been able to be around and probably feel everything I'm feeling at this point. And it's great to have friends like that.
Absolutely.
Be real with you.
Yeah. Well, we're willing
Shelton
to wait.
Yeah.
You know, first day basis, you know, and like,
Another Blake?
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of not having another Blake, right?
Yeah.
When you're Blake, yeah. It's
exactly.
Like, was it Jelly Roll? Or just, I don't really know. Uh-uh. Yeah.
But not to worry about that one.
No, you're pretty good with that one, so, yeah, we'll look forward to the tour. New music. Can't wait to hear it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, so good to see you, dude.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the continued support.
Absolutely.
Another great year with you guys.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Unbelievable.
It's been
memories.
A great ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dustin. Thank you, buddy.
Cheers.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The two things that old guys say while you're washing your car is, hey, you're going to wash the paint off that, or when you're done with that one, why don't you get a hold of mine?
Yep.
Kevin James.
And I finally had to ask the man who had painted my car, can I actually wash the paint off of it? And he laughed in my face. I actually thought, well, maybe you could wash the paint off.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, it is Kevin back here in the studio on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country on a Tuesday morning. Jay and producer Steve are both still in Nashville. They'll be wrapping things up there here in a little bit. We might get one more live interview before the end of this thing today, but everything that we're recording today in Nashville will be played back for you tomorrow. So that works out good. You still get a chance to see everybody before we get to the big CMA award show tomorrow night. One of the guys we talked to yesterday, this is a guy that we absolutely love. He has always been a super fun interview. In fact, he gave us a great story, I think last year or 2 years ago, about he went on tour with Luke Bryan and Mitchell Tenpenny was, you know, one of the support acts for Luke. And Luke, being the major star that he is, does gifts for the guys. So, like, thanks for being on my tour. Here's a gift. And he knew that Mitchell Tenpenny was into watches. And he gave Mitchell this, like, $20,000 Rolex. And when Luke handed it to him, Mitchell said, like, I was so nervous. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's giving this to me. They were on the bus, and he straight up dropped the thing right on the face and broke the watch. And so Luke, you know, took the watch back, and a couple months later, it got fixed, and it got back to him. But that was a fun story from Mitchell Tenpenny. He's one of the most loved guys in Nashville. Everybody just loves talking to him. And here's us talking to Mitchell Tenpenny yesterday.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How you doing?
What's up?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yes, hello. Oh, there we go.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. I always like to say I'm the original Kevin James, but it's not true because I think he's a little bit older than I am.
I know. Yeah, he might be.
That's a bummer.
I love Kevin James, though.
Yeah.
I love this Kevin James. How's
it going? Ooh, we're going to need to save that.
Yeah, he's going to.
It's a good thing there's a video in between us.
That's right. Otherwise, it's embarrassing. No joke. All the hugging. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's great.
How's things, dude?
Long been referred to as my guy.
My guy, I love
call
it.
You my guy. Oh, every time you, we have
he does say that, like, all the time.
That's my guy.
I'm honored by that. Thank you.
I swear, I just told Jordan. I said, I think you're everybody's guy because everybody wants to tour with you or do a project with you or whatever. It just seems like everybody's social media post. There's Mitchell Tenpenny in there.
Man, I appreciate it. I love everybody. I love this town, and I'm just honored to be a part of things. Like, getting nominated this year is crazy. I mean, not the newest artist in the world, but I'll take any way we can slip in there.
Newest relative, Mitchell. We know that.
It's relative in this day and time. But I truly am honored. That means a lot when you say that. I just want to be a good person and have fun doing this, and it's been that so far.
Yeah. Man. Well, you got Mitchell, all that covered, obviously, because you got to give it out to get it back. So
thank you, man.
Yeah. You grew it up in Nashville, right? Like,
yeah, born and raised.
Nashville is hometown.
Born and raised.
How many country artists actually have that? It's very many, right?
Oh, boy.
I don't know a lot. I know Chris Young's from Murfreesboro down the road. Jaron Johnson, Cadillac 3.
Okay. And Jelly's kind of...
Jelly's from. I mean, him and Ernest. Me and Ernest grew up together. We actually, most people don't know, we signed our first deal as a duo together.
What?
He was rapping the verses. I was singing the choruses. We kind of had a thing we were doing. The Warren Brothers signed us here at first. And he's one of my best friends. My brother plays bass with me. He's 3 years younger than me. They were in the same grade. So we grew up together. He would always be at my house since we were little kids. And so we're all Nashville natives.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
That is something.
Can we hear any of that?
Yeah, we got some demos. We were talking about it the other day. We're like, man, we should bring some of that old stuff back and kind of tweak it. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Dude, that would be insane.
Yeah, I remember our first whiskey jam. We played together like that. And somebody from Universal came up to us, and we thought we had made it. That somebody from a record label had talked to us after a show. Yeah. They didn't offer us a deal or anything. But we still kept grinding. But we were like, oh, my gosh, dude, that's insane. Like, one show and we're in. It's like, no.
How naive, right?
Yeah, how naive.
Hey, stay one naive. And done. That's it. They said something to us. They got to give us a couple million bucks.
Right. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Yeah. We're going to be on billboards tomorrow.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Right. I never knew you were such a hockey guy.
I mean, I wasn't until they came to Nashville in 1998, so I've been for a while.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to date myself, but yeah, we didn't have hockey growing up here, man.
Sure.
I was born and raised in Nashville. We had football.
Right.
And baseball, and so when hockey got here, 1998, I was at the inaugural game, and I've been a fan ever since.
No way.
I love my Predators. It's so cool to see a city rally around a team. I have never been, when we were at the Stanley Cup, and we got cheated, by the way. Pittsburgh did not beat us to rest. Screw Sidney Crosby. No, I love it.
Whoa, that was a lot of words in a little amount of time.
I love it all.
That was heartfelt.
I have never seen such an energy in a building when it came to the playoffs and Stanley Cup playoffs for the Preds. It was the most incredible atmosphere.
Yeah.
Downtown Broadway was packed with a screen on it. I mean, 100,000 people watching these games. To see a city come around a team like that. It's how the Titans were back in the day, too, before we started losing all the time.
Right, yeah.
But, but when we got the stadium, we went right to the Super Bowl, and Nashville will rally around their teams. It's really cool.
That is awesome.
I'm a huge sports fan.
They're already going to make you leave. I don't know. What do you need?
Oh, man.
What do you need to tell us next year?
Man, I don't know. We got a single out, Not Today.
Yes,
check it
do.
Out. Please play that. That would be amazing.
Yep.
But we're me and Jordan Davis, one of my best buddies in the world. We're heading to Australia touring together with Mr. Luke Combs. Here in January,
that's gonna be
and
awesome.
Then I'm on the Kane Brown tour with Kane, and then we're going to do a bunch of festivals and keep putting out music and having fun and doing the thing, man.
That's awesome, dude. You got one of the greatest voices of all time. We love listening to you.
Geez, thank you guys.
No, that's
so
for
much.
Real. Yeah, that's real.
Thank you all.
Well, congrats on everything. We'll spin the heck out of Not Today, and we'll see you down the road, okay, buddy?
Cheers, everybody.
Thanks,
have
man.
A great day.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yes, sir. What time is it? It's 11:45, 11:42 Nashville time, Kevin.
It is.
That feels
I know. That's
weird.
Wild. Right?
Oh, my gosh. So crazy.
Well, and I looked at the clock earlier and I was like, wait. Almost where I was confused, where I'm like, wait, is it really? At that time, it was like 8-something, and I was like, man, I was thinking it was 9-something, but you just start to get confused. The time, it's you know the thing about it, Jay.
Here we go.
It just slips away into a pile of yesterdays.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can have that one for free, Steve. Yeah. That's no cost. That's no cost Kevin Jamesism right there.
Not the first time I've heard it.
Nor will it be the last. So you got that going for
That's
you.
That's true. I guarantee you that.
That and a quarter, you can get a cup of coffee.
What?
That's an old saying. With that and a quarter, you can get a cup of coffee. That's how old it is, because who could get a cup of coffee for a quarter?
Not $6. Not very likely.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a small town where they're...
Even that?
Yeah, I don't know. You're right, Jay. It might be pretty tough to get a cup of coffee anywhere for a quarter.
Like, I would like to know, on the text line, where is the cheapest cup of coffee you can get?
Home.
At home. Thanks for ruining the game, Steve.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. This guy. Seriously.
You know, that is one of our
a long time.
Our least favorite things, Steve. Like, we'll post on Facebook, like, looking for the best, you know, BLT in Spokane. And everybody knows that we're talking about a restaurant. And then people will jump on and say, mine, I make the best, my house, or my yes. mom's is unbelievable, which I get it.
Yeah.
You're probably right. But
my bad.
Yeah, you know, it's not helping the game that we're trying to play.
All right.
Okay, except for home. I was giving you an example of what you don't want to say. How about that?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. So what's the real answer?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's why we're asking.
Yeah.
Why don't you have an answer?
Because I don't drink coffee.
That's correct, Steve.
Yeah. Hot chocolate, baby.
We could ask for cocoa. Yeah. It's probably the same. I would imagine if you're getting a cheap cup of coffee, you're getting a cheap cup of cocoa.
Yeah.
It'd be the same, probably.
Sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When's the last time you bought cocoa out?
Ooh.
And have you ever gone to a coffee stand and go, I would like a cup of hot cocoa. And do you order it as hot cocoa or hot chocolate? These are all, I need these answers, and I need them now.
Who am I, an artist?
Well, you're going to get interviewed. Hope you have better answers than the ones you're giving us right now. When's the last time you went and bought a cocoa from a coffee stand? Over to you, Steve.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I can see that. Yeah, honestly,
I've bought you one. I think I've bought
you
two.
Doesn't count, Kevin. It's not like having the best sandwich at your house. Answer the questions that were posed.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever bought one for myself.
And if you were to order it, would you say hot chocolate or hot cocoa?
Hot chocolate.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking
now,
for.
That's your little fella.
How about whipped cream, little fella? Would you have whipped cream on that, little fella?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I had to ask you, did you... You got me thinking, drinks and food.
You got me thinking.
Did you go to Hattie B's Chicken last night? Did I see that?
Yeah, we did. I don't know. There's two of them, though, right?
Yeah.
Perhaps,
there's the one in Midtown, and there's the one, you know, downtown off of Broadway.
Okay. Did we go to the right one, or does it really
Midtown.
Matter?
I mean, that's the older one. I think that's the original one.
I don't think there's a wrong one.
No. Okay. The one downtown is certainly more current.
I mean, it definitely was delicious.
It was great. You also made a friend there.
Oh, we did?
Oh, that was also another dancing moment.
This guy.
Were you doing the chicken dance?
Was chair dancing, and one of the employees came by. I was snapping his fingers to a snappy little tune that was playing on the sound system. And what did he say? That's your jam or something. This guy likes it. It was interesting, we'll say.
Well,
Kevin, that's no joke. That's not for sissies. I got like a medium. That was hot.
Dude, I can't warm. I'm with you. Like even the Houston hot chicken that we have here in town.
Yeah, you can make yourself miserable pretty quick.
I can't. It is too spicy for me. I do the honey butter most of the time because it's such good chicken that you want to have it, but it's like, I don't want to be miserable.
No, for sure.
And the first time you get it, you go, oh, I can probably handle, you know, medium.
Right.
I like spicy stuff. And then you eat it and you're like, no, I can't.
I mean, I could handle medium because I still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But if I passed that, I think I'd be like,
No, thanks. What did Steve get?
Steve got the no spice.
Okay, just no spice. And
what was it again?
It was Southern.
It's called Southern, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It means, but there was no, it wasn't hot, right?
I mean, there was a little something to it.
A little kick, little get you.
I felt it.
He feels mayonnaise, so.
There was a little something to it.
Yeah. I mean, not very much at all, but it was good. It was very good.
It was good. So were their fries.
Oh, yeah. Some of those crinkle fries.
I was
fries.
Not expecting the crinkle fries to be that good. That was I Ooh. Love that surprise.
Was it the seasoning on them?
Yeah, they had seasoning on them.
Okay, because I can't remember. I know that I had... I'm pretty sure I had Hattie B's. It was a late night decision, and it was like an Uber Eats or delivery or whatever, but it wasn't... I think it was Hattie B's. Let's say it was, because I told you guys to go there, so it had to be good. But yeah, I mean, Nashville hot chicken's a thing in a lot of places.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a legend. That place is legendary. It's cool. It's a cool place. It's like old school. Very cool vibe to it. I liked it.
Yeah, that's the. I still one of my favorite meals we've ever had. Jay was in Nashville, Tennessee.
What was it?
Do you remember this meal that we had? Oh, I can't. Why can't I remember the record rep's name that took us there?
Oh, they have a really, really expensive place?
No, it was the one that was in the house.
Yeah, where it was like, didn't you eat family style?
It's all family style. Like, you go in. The only part that was a little weird is that it's just big tables set up. And so, like, the seating is family style. Like, we sat at a table, and then there was people that we didn't know sitting at the table with. They were just at the other end or whatever. So that part was kind of weird. But it was like all this homemade Southern food that they would bring out, you know, family style. It was just like, here's a gigantic bowl of whatever it was. And everybody just dish it up and do it.
That's exactly it. And then just the big spoon and you're like, yeah, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. That place was so good. I wish I remember the name of it.
And it was just kept bringing courses. It was just kept going.
They did.
It kept going and going and going. And you're like, oh, I don't need another giant bowl of macaroni and cheese, but I'll eat it.
I mean, you do. You do need,
you do need it. Now, now that you said it, it's actually true. Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Actually, the mac and cheese.
Yeah, you had mac and cheese there. That's right.
It was really good.
Man, the South loves to put mac and cheese on stuff.
I don't mind it.
They'll serve that up. They're like coleslaw or mac and cheese. That's perfect. Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of like the side for everything, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. Well, we have one left to go here today, and then we're going to have a bunch more artists that we've talked to already. We'll play those tomorrow for the CMA Awards show, and then Thursday we'll have some of those then, too. We've got a bunch of people we had a chance to talk to. We've got some people that we've never met before, and I love that.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Who else I really like? I mean, I like a lot of the people we've talked to. Megan Patrick was awesome.
You know what,
she
Jay?
She was so fun.
And of course she was, because who she's married to?
Yeah, she's married to Mitchell Tenpenny, who's Mitchell everybody's best friend.
Who we just played Mitchell, his interview, this hour. And that guy is so awesome. That's a guy that I just root for very, very much. I just liked his first song, Drunk Me, and that's why we started doing my guy. That's my guy.
Kevin, I'm going to kick you loose here, because I got to go run over here, and then we'll get back, okay?
Is everything okay?
Yep. Talk to you soon. Oh, bye, Kevin.
Okay, bye. Well, now that I see what happened.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
On for details.
Oh, man. That is going to put another show in the books for the Jay and Kevin show today. I will tell you, I wanted to make sure everybody knew that there was, like, not an emergency. Jay and producer Steve did not die. That was very weird how all of a sudden Jay was just like, Kevin, we got to let you go. We're going to cut you loose. Bye. Steve, it was very panicky. Like, and I was like, what the heck? And I couldn't see much. And then I saw our friend LT. She is a higher up at one of the record labels. And I thought because she was coming towards a microphone is why he said, I got to go. Because LT could maybe get her license suspended. But instead, what it was that Nate Smith was right behind her.
Oh, yeah. And he came in, man.
He came in hot. Hot. He had a lot to say. And he told us one of the best stories about when he was up here in Idaho this summer. And guess what? You'll get to hear that tomorrow. You don't get to hear it today because the show is over. But we have a lot of good interviews that we will get everybody tomorrow before the actual CMA Awards show tomorrow night. I'm sure we will do our picks for who's going to win all the big awards at the CMA show this year. So we will do that tomorrow. Steve, anything you'd like to say? This is your first trip to Nashville. How you feeling about it?
You're such a tease. No, this has been overwhelming and just sensory overload, but just awesome at the same time. And yeah, looking forward to sharing some more interviews and stuff, especially that Nate Smith. He was
funny.
Yeah, he was great.
There was some good stuff today, so that will all we'll get it put together, and we'll have a nice show for you tomorrow heading into the CMA Awards show.
That's right. We'll be we'll be back. We'll fly back shortly. So we'll
yeah, you guys are taking off real soon, aren't you?
Yeah, we're leaving like an hour.
Okay.
Ish.
Well, I will be waiting here with open arms for you guys when you get back. Steve, great job there in Nashville, and we will see you when you get back tomorrow.